Hello, everybody, and welcome to the regularly recorded edition of the Comic Book Podcast. We tried the experimental thing yesterday, and it went terribly wrong. So today, we go back with good old Call Burner.
And like you said, it didn't just go wrong. Everything that could go wrong with it went wrong.
Yes, like I said, Murphy's Law. So, as always, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 100,000 audiobooks, including New York Times bestsellers, Audible is your one-stop shop for all your electronic literature needs. Go to audibletrial.com/deathsdoorpros to sign up for a free 14-day trial and get yourself a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/deathsdoorpros. Or maybe you want to read the books. Then check out Kobo. We click the link in the description. We got a whole bunch of bundles in there. You get like the Millennium Trilogy or the Game of Thrones series for like $20 each. So that's a deal. Also, Busted Tees. Started in 2004 by the Kelly Chamber people. Busted Tees and bring you Osman Hilliger's graphic t-shirts who appeared in No Sense 7 but no more than 8 years. Click the link in the description to go to get yourself a grab bag that is 4 random shirts for $30, save you 60% off the total cost of all 4 shirts. Also, use the promo code HOLIDAYS with a Z and an E and get 15% off your order if it's more than $40. Also, brought to you by Split Reason.
Oh god, we have another.
Yes, we do. Sign up for yesterday. Yes, we're also brought to you by Split Reason. Just click the link down there to go there, buy some stuff. They got awesome shirts. They got one on there with Donatello from the Ninja Turtles as a gangster called The Dawn. They got a really awesome Schrodinger's cat shirt, which is actually really, really good.
So, speaking of t-shirts, we have our own merch.
Yes,
go to deathdoorprods.com/store, and from now until February 7th, if you use the promo code RED2012, you'll get 10% off any RED items.
And also, leave Rocket Ho with less than a month left on it. So please, donate anything you can. For the love of God, we need money.
Donate it now! Please!
Yes, for the love of Christ.
I need a new mic if you guys haven't heard of the gaming podcast.
I need a mic that doesn't make it sound like I'm in a fucking cave.
But you are in a cave.
No, I'm in a basement. There's a difference.
You're in a man cave.
Not really. Because Mom keeps coming down here. She keeps leaving all this weird tinsel shit all over the floor.
That's because she's a stripper.
She's a 54-year-old pharmaceutical assistant.
Slash
by
stripper.
By day, yeah.
And by night, she sleeps and complains how her rotator cuff is torn or something.
Well, that's from
or
the
so
pole.
You think.
Well, pole dancing isn't easy.
Well, as always, I'm dead, and I have a sandwich. Join me today, we have Bobby Wong.
Hey.
And Shax.
Hold on. I'm Shax, and I have crackers.
I'm the only one without food, although I did just eat a cookie.
Was it one of those big top cookies?
No, it's Chunks Ahoy.
They're 25 times larger than the regular cookies. Okay, well, yeah, we're talking about some fucking comic books. So, Bobby, what have you been reading?
I will admittedly say that it's been low this week. And by low, I mean Ultimate Spider-Man. pretty cool arc right now. There are people trying to kidnap Spider-Man. They inadvertently kidnapped Flash Thompson.
Ah, yes, the Silver Sable arc.
Yes.
Wait, how did they... Flash Thompson and Peter Parker don't look alike
no.
at all.
Yeah, but they don't know who Spider-Man is.
Basically, they saw Spider-Man go into this alley by his high school, and then they saw Flash Thompson walk out of the alley.
Right,
so
but...
they nabbed him thinking he was Spider-Man.
But still, I mean, the costume doesn't make Peter Parker look like Flash Thompson, right?
Yeah, but they didn't know that Peter Parker was Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, they didn't know anything about build, and, like, you only really see him, like, swinging by in, like, fleeting glances, so you don't really get a time to take all his measurements to be able to compare it against someone else.
I don't know. I feel like someone's an idiot there. Someone screwed a pooch big time.
Well, of course they're idiots.
It was a screw-up, and they're made fun of for it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. All right.
Silver Sable in this universe sucks.
Yeah. They kind of get Spider-Man with a cheap shot when they finally do kidnap him.
Yes, with a fucking cell phone.
Yes, a cell phone taser.
Yes.
Oh no.
It's almost like that. It's almost like that one scene from Get Smart.
I don't watch Get Smart, but
it was from the movie. I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, like Anna Hathaway gives Max a phone, then he picks it up, and then it's filled with like nerve, so like a knockout gas or something. So he picks up like, oh, knockout gas. Well, lucky you. Well, lucky for me, I've been immune. I've built up an immunity to all. Oh, that's the new stuff that passes out.
Nice. That was actually a really good remake.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But we're not fucking. You talk about fucking movies.
Yeah. Sorry. Other than that, I gotta say one of my favorite arcs is just before it, when he's dealing with the Kingpin again, and whoever that other guy is, and so you've got like this huge jumble of people in costumes and vigilantes just fucking all fighting everybody in this one room.
Oh yeah, the Hammerhead arc.
Yeah, and you've got Elektra fighting Black Cat, then Elektra and Black Cat fighting together, and then Elektra fighting Black Cat.
And then you got Shang and Iron Fist in there.
Yeah, and
Silver
ninjas. Moon, is it?
Moon
Silver
Knight.
Moon Knight, yeah. Nobody remembers his name, but Moon Knight, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, the hell he is.
You change your name, just, we'll call him Moon Man. Oh, yeah, so I can't remember the actual point of the timeline that stuff takes place in, but have you gone through the Clone Saga yet?
No, I have not.
Ooh, wait till you get to that. That's actually a really good arc. Okay, so, well, you said that was it. That's all you've read over the past 2 weeks. It's just been Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, sorry about that, but... stuff happens, like Body Snatcher Week and me getting the book I've been waiting for and social life. I have one of those. I don't know about you guys.
Not really.
No. I gave that up.
Yeah, I never had one to begin with.
But yeah, of us were trying to get other of us to leave the pub last night to come on Skype. And one of us was not having any of that shit.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess this is for Bobby. So, Shax, have you read more than one series?
Nope.
Have you read a series?
I read a comic book in a series, yes.
I always feel better because this has happened twice now. Like, I always feel like an idiot because I've read one series and then Shax has read one comic and I'm like, yes, I win.
It's because, like, it's not... my strong suit, and I like to make the excuse that I'm still getting into it.
really, you just don't really, care.
It's really just things like some video games have been getting in the way, and TV shows. So, yeah, I've done stuff, just not for this. I'm still reading the Walking Dead comics.
Okay, how far have you gotten along?
Number four.
Great, dude.
You've got 86 more to go. No, 89.
89.
Is 93 out?
Yeah, came out today.
Oh, okay. I gotta read that.
And I've read it.
So,
you spoil it. I will fucking murder you.
I wish I had it.
Here's a hint: there are zombies.
Yeah, I've read number four. I only have through 82, by the way.
And you're only on four?
Yeah, I think that's quite an accomplishment. You don't?
Not really, dude, because like, I don't know if you've been able to pick this up, but I can read like 50 comics a day.
You don't have this thing called a fucking job that I have.
Well, I'm working on that.
And, like, today, I was, like, falling asleep. Fucking, I'm like, oh, I gotta stay awake. It's hard. And reading really fucking helps me fall asleep. So, yeah, it sucks. Reading comics or trying to get back into comics is like, turned into a weekend thing for me. But it's also turned into the time that I use to farm my characters in MMOs. So I read the fourth comic in Walking Dead, and it's where they rub the guts all over themselves and go into town hunting down some guns. And at the end of the comic, spoiler alert.
Does it know for how many fucking years now?
If anyone has read as little as you, they should not be listening to this podcast.
Yes.
Walk Again or GTFO.
What are you trying to say?
Well, you're reading it.
Okay.
Grimes for president 2012.
I might finish it before the end of the world. Possibly. What was it going to... So the comic book, it ends where... Oh, shit. What's it? Shane kind of says something to Rick's wife. Like, what about that night? Mm-hmm. And then she says, like, the one thing that, like, it just drives me nuts. You hear it in movies and TV and shit all the time and in real life. It last night, that night was a mistake. It's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks like I'm trying to think about reading this as like I've never seen the TV show now. So I'm like, oh shit, these two. Boop, 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 boop.
What the fuck was that?
That was the sound of boot stocking beautiful music.
But it won't be too hard later on to watch it, to read it like you've never watched the TV show, because. After a little while, they have nothing to do with each other, except for some of the character names.
Yeah.
And zombies.
Right now, for the most part, it's almost exactly the same. I think the only real difference, like, I've noticed, like, with this comic, or this one comic, was, like, it was just Rick and the Asian kid. I can't remember his name.
Glenn.
Glenn's such an old man name that you don't expect like a 14-year-old kid to have it.
You expect to be hanging out in front of the RV with Dale all the time.
That's right? What he does in the show.
But, it was just those two. They went and rubbed guts all over their body, and then they went and got guns, where in the TV show, you know, like, everyone was there, I think, or... A lot of them are there or something.
Yeah, there was like five or six of them, but it was still, I think, only Rick and Glenn went out. It was all of them. They all wore ponchos that time because they were all pussies.
Was it? Right, yeah, so...
But yeah, by like issue 10, it should be vastly different from the show.
Yeah, it's like it almost happens like an audible clunk as soon as you see as soon as you like just turn the page, just your clunk. Okay, that was different.
So, everyone that's listening to this right now, pay attention for Comics Podcast 25 for me to find comic number 10 of The Walking Dead.
It's like, stay tuned. We will get him to finish a series before the site gets shut down.
Before SOPA gets enacted.
Like, before he dies, he will finish a comic book.
Well, I finished comic books, it's not a...
Series, I mean.
Yeah. I think this is my, like, even when I was really into comic books, when I was younger, my main focus was always, like, the miniseries of, like, four or five comics or like, 1 through 10s and stuff like that.
Well, there are a dozen of those that I could send you that are awesome.
All right. You're supposed to send me the Azrael shit, too.
Oh, yeah, well, I just found a bunch of stuff for it.
Cool. I keep forgetting about it, and then you keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
Until we get here.
Okay, so, moving on. So, I guess what I've been reading. So, I've read a lot. And what is the... Let me just start out with the weirdest thing I've read. Batman Superman. No, Superman Batman. Yes, that's Superman Batman. It is just a series of Batman and Superman broing out superhero style. Like, every single thing, like, it's... Like in most of these comics, it has like some monologue thing going in, like little text boxes of the superhero like doing their internal monologue thing of like Batman's like, oh, I am the knights and stuff, and then Clark's like, oh, my people are awesome. And so it's just those two guys, so just like both of those just happening like the exact same time on opposite sides of the panels and stuff, and it's It is weird. It is so bizarre.
I'd rather them, like, constantly high-fiving, like, Army of Two style.
No, it's not like Army of Two. It's just like Superman's trying to get Bruce to not be such a dick, and then Superman's trying to get Batman to not be such, not be so Batman, and Batman's trying to get Superman to not be so Superman, but then they eventually come to some weird, completely heterosexual agreement or something. It's just really weird. I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just, I would not be surprised if at some point these guys just make out.
Yeah, they're gonna. I can see it.
You're like,
I can feel it in your words.
Like, I would not be surprised if that weird scene where these two guys watch a bunch of aliens have weird tentacle sex and then die and start crying. Because yes, that happens.
Really?
At some old 80s version of the thing, like a bunch of aliens crash land on Earth, they start having weird sex and they're all just weird tentacles, and then Batman and Superman just stand there watching and crying.
Crying? What? Jesus, are they pussies?
I don't know, but I don't know, it was weird. Like, they're, like, I think, like, Superman called Batman to the Fortress of Solitude for, like, a sleepover or something. And then, you know, aliens happened, and then tentacle sex happened, then crying and dying happened.
Oh, man.
Then they went to space. It's just so fucked up, and also it's kind of weird, because it kind of paints Superman in a weird light, because there's this one bit where, like, a huge chunk of Krypton, and, like, a kryptonite falls into the sky, and then, like, starts burning up and, like, spreading kryptonite all over the entire planet. It's also the part where Supergirl gets introduced into the series. Of, like, hey, guys, this is my cousin. And then, like, Superman and Batman just start going around the world collecting kryptonite. Like Superman's in, like, a lead-lined suit that Batman made. And it's, like, going around collecting all the kryptonite so that there's nothing on Earth that can stop Superman. It just seems like Superman is just, like, weakening the human defenses before he can make his final assault. And there's even a branch of the U.S. government that creates weapons with using kryptonite based on that exact assumption.
I want to see a point where Batman starts flirting with Supergirl and Superman gets mad about it, not because it's his cousin, but because he'd rather Batman be flirting with him instead.
Batman doesn't flirt. He just kind of shows up, want to do it.
He just shows up and he's, before you know it, his dick's in you.
Yeah. He's the world's greatest detective. He's also the world's greatest sex artist. You know, he uses that vast training of ninja skills that he got from Ra's al Ghul to just fuck everyone.
Yeah, I don't think Bruce Wayne would exactly flirt either. He just kind of throws his money around the place.
Well, he doesn't really flirt. He doesn't really even flirt. He just kind of shows up. The women just gravitate toward him.
Yo, boom, lady on the other side.
No, it's not even that. He just, like, gets out of his car and all of a sudden, you know, women just everywhere.
Where'd my pants go?
I think they just fall out of his coat.
He just has, like, a dino cap of women with on at all times. There's a guy just, alright, so, going to this party? Need some bitches. Alright, so don't go with number 7. Boom. Then poof. And then women. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a dino cap of Catwoman somewhere.
Yes.
Because you know.
That's right.
Yeah, so, what we got for that? We got some more Morning Glories, which is still Morning Glories and is really fucked up. But hey, it's fucking awesome. So, Amazing Spider-Man 678. So, this is the one. So, they had started getting into a new storyline, getting, I think, leading towards the end of the world thing that I talked about a couple weeks ago. So, Spider-Man at this point, well, Peter Parker, he's working at this place called Horizon Labs, which is, like, the greatest up-and-coming young minds doing science stuff. And this one guy made a portal that took you 24 hours into the future. So this guy goes through it, you know, he goes through it, and then everything's fine. You know, oh, there's a lab, but then Peter walks through it, and everything on that site turns to hell. Just, like, huge gusting winds, buildings collapsed everywhere, just dead bodies strewn across the landscape. And that will all happen in 24 hours because Spider-Man happens. So, you know, that's awesome. Oh, what else I got? Chew issue 23. Oh, what you're going to say?
I was just going to say, I have some pretty good predictions about how that arc's going to go. But anyways.
Yeah, so Chew 23. It's Chew. Yeah, I'm not sure if I talked about this before, but have I talked about Chew before?
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point, I can't even remember what's going on. It was kind of a weird inconsequential issue, but oh, I do remember. Tony's former partner, who is part Terminator, is paired up with a lion at his new job. Is his partner is just a lion? So there's that.
Why is it a lion?
Because it's just
a lion. Because comics.
No, actually, there is a reason. Because at this branch of the government, I'm not sure what it's actually called, but every single agent is paired up with an animal.
Is it a talking animal?
Like, nope, it's just a lion. You know, like awesome. There are women, like there are people walking around, like some women, like some people have like snakes, some have like raccoons, some have dogs. He just has a fucking lion, and then he ends up fucking his boss again, because that's kind of his character. It's like at the end of these issues, it's always like there's a boss who hates him, and then like go to the next panels, like that night, the boss is just kind of laying in bed, staring at the ceiling with shame in their eyes while he's sleeping comfortably next to them. Like it happened in his last job when he was with the FDA when his boss was a dude. So that was yeah. So he's like some weird bisexual robot thing that ends up that like fucks everyone who's in charge of him.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember what happened in this issue. So last issue, like of the past few issues, like Tony Chu, the main character, he was kidnapped and he's being forced to eat body parts of dead celebrities to find out like how many women they slept with while they were alive, so that this asshole who used to date his girlfriend could write a book. Yeah, because like Tony's power is he's like a psychopath. He can eat anything and see what happened during that thing's life. Except for Beats, it doesn't work for Beats at all. But yeah, it's cool. I fucking love Chew. But this issue was just kind of bland. Like, it wasn't really much happening aside from Tony possibly bullshitting this guy and this, like, giving him really fake information, and then his partner fucking an old lady with huge tits.
How old?
Like, librarian old. Like, she has gray hair tied up in a tight bun over the top of her head, and she wears, like, a pantsuit.
It's a clearer picture, because some librarians are pretty young.
But she still has tits the size of his head. Because every woman in this fucking universe who was under the age of 16, who was over the age of 16, has tits the size of your head.
Okay, but you gotta figure at her age, they'd, like, reach the floor.
Yeah.
No, they're still up there. Because it's...
Business be damned.
Yes, because she keeps that pantsuit tight. You know, if they don't do her to sag, they say perky. Okay, well, moving on. Superior, issue 7. So, I've talked about Superior before, but refresher thing. This kid with MS gets visited by a magical talking monkey in a space suit who gives him superpowers based on, like, turns him into his favorite comic book superhero. Well, it turns out the monkey's a demon.
Oh.
And so what happened in the last issue was, the main, like, the bully of the main character who gets making fun of him ever since he got MS because, yeah, that's the right thing to do. I'm pretty sure he actually hates this kid for, like, quitting the basketball team because he had MS.
Nice.
Yes, so in the last issue he turned, in the last issue, he turned the bully into the main villain from the Superior comics. And then this kid, he goes and... So, like, the thing was, the monkey offered him a deal, like, give me your soul and I'll turn you into Superior forever, who's, the superhero guy. And so he ends up... So he sells his soul to him and gets the powers and then saves the world. Because, yeah, it's a superhero comic. But it's really good. I fucking love the series. It was a great series. It's Mark Millar writing it, and so he's awesome.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm just really tired, so my commentary on these comics might not be the greatest. Oh well. So, moving on. Danger Girl, Revolver, Issue 1. So, I may have talked about it before, but I really like Danger Girl. It's this really awesome series of, like, this group of three women. Silicon Valley, who is a 18-year-old computer whiz. Abby Chase, who's a archaeologist, thief person. And this other woman whose name escapes me, who always wears a leather cat suit and carries a bullwhip.
Catwoman.
Not Catwoman, because he doesn't fuck Batman.
Lucy Liu.
Not Lucy Liu, because she's not Asian. She's Australian.
Lucy
Sheila?
Lucy Ball?
just throwing out any Lucy names. Yeah, so they all work for this old British guy named Deuce. And they do spy stuff.
Deuce Bigelow.
No, it's not Deuce Bigelow, it's just Deuce. No first name, no last name, just Deuce.
He's like, I want it to be Deuce.
He's like Cher. His former MI6 guy just formed an elite group of hot chicks to get them to go do spy stuff. And this is actually like the first proper Danger Girl series in a few years, I think, because like, well, that's a miniseries anyway, it's only four issues. But yeah, it's going to be introducing a new girl to the team who uses a bow and arrow. So she's Lady Hawkeye, I guess.
Alright.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's got someone from Deuce's past who's like MI6, I think, as well. So there might be some weird shit going on with her and Deuce, so that'd be kind of cool. It's going to be interesting seeing the new... It's going to be cool seeing the new character in there, because while Valerie, Abby, and What's-Her-Face have been interesting, it'll be nice to get some new blood in there.
And it'll seem less like Charlie's Angels.
Yes, well, actually, with the old Charlie's Angels, like, all three of them went out into the field and fought people. With this one, one of them stays on Deuce's boat at all times. The other two go steal stuff and whip people. Okay, well, moving on. Crossed Psychopath, issue 7 of 7. So, it's fucking Crossed, man. It's fucked up and amazing. Like, in this issue, it's only down to, like, two people left, the crazy person and the lady he's been trying to fuck the entire series. And so what he does is he drugs her and then tries to get her to eat, a boob he cut off of a woman he loves. Yes, he thinks that her soul is still alive inside her boob, even after she got infected by the cross. So he thinks that if she eats the dead girlfriend's boob, then she will become his dead girlfriend. Who isn't really a girlfriend, more like a rape victim.
Wow.
Yeah, it is so fucked up. I fucking love this series, and we're getting a new one coming soon. But I'll get to that in news.
And just for reference. That guy's not one of the crazy people.
Yeah, like, he is not... Yeah, he is not one of the infected who just start going around murdering everybody. He's just fucking crazy.
So there are people much, much crazier than him.
Yes, and their craziness is infectious. Okay.
The only thing is, you don't get as much insight into their minds. I know I've only read one issue of Cross, Psychopath. But yeah, you get to see what's going on in that guy's head.
Oh yeah, through the entire thing, like the entire, like it's all just all the text boxes are just an internal monologue from him of just, and also like some of the panels are actually just like his delusions of what he thinks is happening. So there's one bit where like a woman that he thinks is hot and this guy are fucking, and then he's seeing inside his head like she's being raped by him. Because he thinks that she's too pure or something to fall for that guy, not for him.
Of course.
Yep, so then he kills the guy, rapes the girl, and cuts her in the mouth off. And then jerks off with it.
Whoa.
Because it's fucking Crossed.
This seems like my kind of comic.
It is fucking awesome, and, like, it's good for you, Shaq, because, like, it's just a bunch of series, but all series are only, like, four or five issues, like, at most, I think, seven issues long.
And trust me, you can skip straight to Cross Psychopath.
Oh, yeah. There isn't, like, an overarching story with, like, continuing
Why
characters
do they do
going
it like
through
that?
It. Well, because I guess they just do it as a mini-series. Like, I guess they decided that there weren't, like, the characters they were making were not really strong to be able to carry an entire series, so they just do it as mini-series stuff.
So what is this? Is it, like, just always different groups of people just in the same universe?
No, it's always different groups of people, but they're all in, like, the same situation.
Well, when I say universe, I mean, like, their world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, right, so the cross-infection hits. So, yeah, this group of people going off their way and doing this stuff. They have this group of people who are here doing this stuff. They have this group of people over here going off and doing this stuff. So it's all just, like, different people who, like, live in the same country, do, like, might live in the same state. They'll just do the same kind of stuff. And then the cross-infection hits. Then they all, like, branch off. They might have known each other at some point, but it's never really clear.
Right.
But, yeah, so, yeah, some of that stuff later. So, also, Voltron, issue 1. Because there's a fucking Voltron comic out now.
Just to talk about the cartoon real quick, I've heard that the Japanese version of the cartoon is, like, way crazier than the American cartoon. Do you guys know anything about that? Even though I think we talked about it before.
I don't think we talked about it before, but I don't really know that. Voltron was kind of before my time.
See, that's why I think we've talked about it before, because I could have swore I remember you saying that.
We might talk about it before, but not, like, actually on the podcast.
No, maybe.
Yeah, I do remember talking to you about Voltron before, like, we recorded anything.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So is the combo crazy?
It's giant robot stuff, you know, there's evil aliens invading, and it's up to a robot made out of five robots, so it's up to a giant robot made out of five robot lions, which is piloted by a bunch of college kids and one grade schooler to save the world.
I'm trying to remember, hold on. The yellow one is the fat guy. The pink one is the little girl. And then I want to say the green one is the nerd with glasses. But I could be wrong, because I'm thinking that the cool guy is the red or blue one, something like that.
Okay, so the black one is the leader. The red one is the hothead skater stoner jerk. The yellow one is the fat guy.
Yeah.
The blue one is the cold, calculating military lady.
Okay.
And then the green one is the nerdy guy with the glasses who's, like, 12.
Oh. Wait, so there's not, like, a chick in pink?
There is no pink.
That's, like, a little girl?
You're thinking of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Not
like, in Voltron, there's the black lion, the red lion, the green lion, the blue lion, the yellow lion. Five lions, two arms, two legs, and a body.
Right. I don't remember all wearing the same colors as their robots.
They don't. Like, they wear the weird kind of jumpsuit things of, like, or it's, we all got this weird spandex on with these really stupid helmets that look like they're from fucking Gatchaman.
Well, no, what I mean is, like they have, like, the fat guy has yellow on his costume, and he pilots the yellow tiger or lion.
Well, I'm guessing I think it might be the fat guy. It's been a little while been a couple days since I read the issue, so I can't remember much.
I'm only going by the cartoon. So
yeah, but I remember, like, the kid who piloted the green lion wore a green shirt. The lady who piloted the blue lion wore a blue shirt. The guy who piloted the black lion had a black leather jacket.
Right.
Because he's cool.
Yes, because he's the leader.
Yeah, he's the lead. He's the pimp.
Yeah, but he's also the one who cannot, like, indulge in any kind of relationship because he's too focused to the mission.
Oh, yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, so, moving on. Deadpool 49.1, the musical.
Oh, God, why have I not read this?
I don't know, dude, but, like, this issue is kind of weird, and not just because it's a musical. It's also a clip issue, where it just goes over everything that's happened in the past 49 issues while he's singing. And so it's weird. So, like, he'll have, like, his huge, a lot of his, like, big text like speech bubbles of dialogue with like little musical notes around it. And then at the bottom of the page, it'll have like sung in the style of this song. Like there's one where he's like, there's one where he's rapping, there's one where he's singing like Britney Spears with Spider-Man.
Oh God, I have to find some people to actually make these songs into songs.
You have to find some people to like fucking make, you have to make a video of this shit. Just like have the page up on screen while someone's singing it. While someone's singing it.
You know someone's gonna do it.
Yeah.
I could always start recruiting cosplayers.
No, dude, you don't have to do that. Just like record their audio while like they're reading the comic and singing it, and they just like they're not actually on screen. It's just like the page is on screen.
Oh yeah, I could totally do that. I'll get the people together.
Yes. Okay, so moving on. Dokken, Dark Wolverine, issue 20. So in like our last few issues, this guy named Roston has been like torturing Dokken and his FBI lady friend by getting him hooked on this drug called Heat, which makes them like insane and possibly suicidal if they're off it for too long.
Hmm.
And so then this issue is like they're just kind of like trying to deal with each other because they think they're falling in love with each other, but they don't know. Like she refuses to accept that she has any feelings for Dokken because it will mean that she's just as crazy as he is, and he's just trying to get her to go crazy. And then he cuts off her hand.
Wow.
And then makes out with her.
What does he do with the hand?
Just leaves it in a room with three fat guys tied to the ceiling.
Hmm.
While they're still alive. Yeah, he brought her up to that room to try to kill these guys, like prove that she's just as crazy as he is. But even though these guys were like child abusers and like human traffickers and stuff, she wouldn't kill them. She just turned her gun on Dokken instead.
So one of the fat guys tied to the ceiling is the yellow guy from Voltron, right?
Yes, it's a cross universe thing with like Dynamite and Marvel teaming up. It's soon gonna be the Dark Event. It's gonna be the Dark Avengers versus Voltron.
Nice.
Okay, so moving on. Walking Dead issue 93. So last issue, some Jesus guy showed up.
I want you to spoil this for both of you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it. It's just, it's a little bit boring. This is a very philosophical issue. Where they get into like the whole thing of like, oh, we're the Walking Dead, and it's just.
You mean the one it's referencing the one really bad title drop that Rick did.
Yes, that was. It's just like he is just like philosophizing about how like we need to interact with more people. We're just like more of these walkers. I don't know why I did a Batman voice there.
I figure by the end of the series, he's going to sound exactly like Batman.
Yeah.
And he's going to be more awesome.
I'm just waiting for Blues' hand. That's going to be awesome. Okay, so moving on. Nancy in Hell on Earth. So this is a sequel series to a four-issue miniseries that released a little while ago called Nancy in Hell, where a cheerleader goes to hell and then uses a chainsaw to fight her way out. So, I have not actually read the series, but it looks fucking awesome. So, Nancy in Hell on Earth is a sequel series to that. So Nancy and Lucifer escape from Hell, but they forget to close the door behind them, and then Hell escapes onto Earth. And so then it's up to Nancy and Lucifer to fight back the forces of Hell and save the planet. Using nothing but a chainsaw.
Alright, this sounds pretty awesome. And I was just browsing some comics to get the Deadpool one, mm-hmm. and I saw the cover for this one. It looks pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, it is really awesome. It's a really good series. It's like, when I first like read the description for this stuff, I was thinking like Lollipop Chainsaw. Because like, a girl with a chainsaw who's a cheerleader has to fight off evil forces of something. But it is not that. Like, Lollipop Chainsaw is really, like, cutesy and funny, and, like, it is that kind of thing of, like, she is actually just a cheerleader, but she has a chainsaw. But this one is, like, she is a grindhouse female character with a chainsaw who just happened to be a cheerleader.
I feel like so many of these comic books are just trying to one-up each other that it's starting to become, like, just a thing for comic books almost.
for everything like outside of Marvel and DC.
Yeah, well, they kind of are, because like, you got to kind of get a name for yourself out there, and unless you're like something insane, you can't really get many people interested in it, because it's like, oh, we got this comic, it's like Watchmen, but about villains, but it's like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool, I guess. Then they got this other one, it's like, this one's about a cheerleader who escapes from hell using a chainsaw, then takes Lucifer to Earth, and then they have to fight off evil forces of like weird vagina monsters and old ladies who turn into the thing .
I just see that as like it's going where horror movies are going, where like no longer can a horror movie be good by just being scary. It has to be outrageous. And it seems like comic books are going that same route. Like when does it stop? Like a fetus jumps out, punches out of the mother's womb,
already happened.
Kills her by having sex with her. Mm. It's already happened.
Yeah, and the boys.
Of course it has.
Japan.
No, and the boys. Yeah, like this woman got raped by a superhero, then the fetus, which burst its way out of her chest, and then burst her way out of her stomach, and then tried to kill her husband with his heat vision.
And then,
And then he beats that baby to death with his shoe. Because he's Billy fucking Butcher.
He should have did it with his penis.
He is not the Russian guy.
The Russian guy would have done it with his penis.
Yeah, because that's a superpower. Like he got.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because he got like the V formula in him, and then he grew like a foot long penis. But every time he gets a hard on, he passes out because too much blood rushes from this bot from his rest of his body to his penis, so he can't keep. Yeah, it's this voice is fucking awesome. It is really insane and disgusting, but it's awesome. Like there's one bit where like a woman who's like 3 feet tall is like masturbating with a dildo the size of her that is packed with C4 and it explodes.
Ugh.
Yes. This voice is insane. I fucking love it. Okay, and I guess it's gonna do it for stuff I want to talk about. No, one more thing. Incorruptible 26. So, over the past few issues in Incorruptible and in the sister series Irredeemable, they've been going over this story arc, like detailing the relationship between Max Damage and the Plutonian. And so, like, these guys, so, like, this is kind of weird because, like, these guys, they go back to, like, when they were both, like, 7. Because, like, in Max Damage's town, there was this, like, story of the wolf boy who was, like, a kid who lived out in the woods and stuff. And then Max, like, goes out there and like, he finds him and he's Plutonian when he's 7. But he, like, grows up and then he becomes a criminal and then Plutonian finds him and then he, like, actually sees the Plutonian start, like, slipping, because when they first meet, the Plutonian, like, breaks both his hands, just for, like, knowing who he was. Just like, oh, it's you, stop fucking looking at me like that, cracks his hands, and then just walks away. So, yeah, this is really cool. It's really cool to see, like, this, like, the beginning of the psychosis inside the Plutonian's head. But yeah, I guess that's gonna do it for stuff we've read. So, on to news. Because, yeah, that's what we do next, right?
Yeah.
Unless you want to change it up.
So, what's in the news?
So, we have 3 pieces of news today. Oh, wait, no, 4. Yes. So, first up, DC gets itself a new logo.
Oh.
Yeah, so, okay. up till now, it has been just like DC with like a little swirly thing around it, looks like a star or something.
That has always been that way, has it?
Yeah, it's always been the logo.
Oh, okay.
But now we got a new one where it is the C is behind the D and the D is peeling off like a sticker.
Huh.
Yeah, so just let me read the press release that came with this new thing.
You got a picture of it?
Yes, I do. I will send that to you, and I guess I will use it as the main image. So all you viewers out there can see it too. Okay, someone have their headphones unplugged?
No.
Because I just heard that. Jax.
My headphones can't unplug.
You do know it makes the noise for you, too.
No, it doesn't.
Even if you send the message. It doesn't?
Nope.
Wow.
No, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen. What?
That looks ridiculous.
What is
Am I right?
Yeah, so it looks like I see. So, like, the release thing that's, like, desired Sunday, he said, like, the peel element can tie it back to the storytelling content or a character we're showcasing and leverage those colors. The sea can be a vessel to showcase stories and character. It's unexpected, requires a little thinking and some storytelling behind that mark.
Yeah, I think it looks like shit, and they should really stick with their logo.
Yeah, this new fucking thing, like, they have the fucking Watchmen one. Like, a Watchmen one, they have one that's, like, a coil or something. They have two that could be Batman. God, this is...
The only one that looks even remotely cool is the Green Lantern one. Like, not cool. Some of them do look cool, but not like good logos. The only one that looks remotely like a good logo is the Green Lantern one. Mm. And it only works for Green Lantern.
How yeah. can you tell which one's which? I mean, I obviously the Green Lantern one is the green one, but like the orange one I think is kind of cool, but I don't know who that would be for.
I think that'd be the Flash.
Really? That's the Flash?
Yeah, because he has that color scheme, and when he runs, he generates lightning.
That doesn't look like lightning, though. That looks like grunge.
Could be.
That looks to me like hot metal slag.
Yeah.
Could be Firestorm.
Could be... My God. This is a really shitty looking fucking logo. This is really shitty looking. Yeah, that does not even look like a fucking D that's coming off of that.
Yeah, I know. Like...
If you were to see that without... If you would have showed... If someone was to show that to either of you, okay, and it didn't say DC Comics and nothing else, like if someone just walked up to you on the street and was like, hey, look at this picture. What is this? Would you have been able to guess that was the new logo for DC?
No, I would not. Nope.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, it would look like some really shitty fan art thing that you found on like, the back pages of DeviantArt.
Hey, let's compare them to, you know, a small... almost meaningless company like ours, if you look at our logo,
you know.
Got death in a door.
Yeah, so that's death's immediately door. Just boom.
This.
Yeah, you know, like DC, like how do you image...
fuck that up?
Like, but yeah, it's true. Yeah. Like, it's very hard to get an image that isn't just a D and a C.
Who cares? They had the trademark. They had a good logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, everyone has the right to change up their logo at some point.
Well, sure, but do it and make it look good.
Yeah, God, this just... There's a bunch of, like, a bunch of stuff from the Source blog down here that, like, underneath it all, that looks just kind of stupid. Like, they have one for, like, this all looks like kind of shit. Well, at least Vertigo stayed the same, because that's kind of an awesome logo. Oh, well, moving on. So, Brian Michael Bendis confirms that the Moon Knight series will be ending with issue 12. So, for the last little while, there's been a Moon Knight series going on where Moon Knight has been insane. Like, he has, like, split personality, so he has, like, a bunch of different superheroes living inside his head. Like, there's this one bit that he had with Dokken where he thought he was Wolverine, who is Dokken's dad. So he tried to talk to Dokken like he was his dad. Just every single time saying bub. And he, like, fake claws on that he, like, auto-snicked or something. I don't know, but like, I'll just... Like, this is on Brett Bendis, he released this thing, I think. I think he said this thing that... Like, look at it as a 12-issue maxi-series that kicked incredible ass, which was what me and Alex were hired to do. I do wish it sold better, and I do wish it was continuing with another team, but I wish that about every comic on Earth. I'm grateful that we got to do our entire 12 issues. When you get to 12, you'll see we got to tell our entire story uninterrupted, which was very nice. For you guys that supported it, you'll have a nice whole thing. So, yeah, there's that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have not actually read any Moon Knight, but it has looked interesting to me. But, eh. So the final issue of Moon Knight goes on sale next month, the 29th. And then, finally, Dynamite announces a new Voltron series coming out in April. So this is going to
be... What's that?
There's a new Voltron series coming.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's an origin story.
Oh, didn't we talk about this before?
I talked about you to it before, but I never actually mentioned it on the podcast.
Like, not everything needs an origin story.
We'll just read the statement that was put out by the upcoming series author, Brandon Thomas. So, finally, one of the greatest, though misunderstood, characters in the entire Voltron mythos gets a chance in the spotlight as we dig into his time leading Space Explorer Squadron number 686, soon to be known as the Legendary Voltron Force.
What's so misunderstanding? Like,
no,
do people think they're criminals or something?
No, they're talking about the bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah, from what I've read, like, the bad guy was, like, a scientist who was on Earth, then he, like, got in league with some aliens or something and then started trying to destroy the Earth or something.
I remember them always being different bad guys. I don't remember there ever being one arch nemesis, but...
Yeah, there was, like, one guy. There's, like, one guy who was, like, leading all the different alien dudes.
Yeah, see, I don't remember. I mean, okay, like, the cartoon, I haven't watched it since I was, like, probably... somewhere between the ages of 8 and 10, so it's been a very long time.
Guess what Brandon Thomas went on to say. In the fateful missions leading up to the rediscovery of Voltron, any and all burning questions will be answered. What's the real reason Sven's 10-year piloting the Blue Lion was always destined to be a short one? What event ensured Keith and Lance would forever be rivals? Why has Pidge always been the most dangerous member of the team? And the biggest burning question of all... Did the Galaxy Alliance send this particular squad of space explorers after Voltron because they thought they would succeed or because they knew they would fail? So, yeah. We got intrigue and shit. We gotta answer the question of why the cool-headed leader is at odds with the hot-headed not-leader guy.
Where did the leather jacket come from?
Yes. Who decided to put a fat guy on a space team?
Right? Like,
I'm looking at this picture. Like, this guy, the guy in the yellow suit, he's like twice as big as everyone else on the team.
I want to pretend like he was at one time the fit one, and he was the leader of the group, and it was his leather coat that the other guy is wearing, and then
one day he just let himself go.
Well, it was like a snowball effect. The military blue chick broke up with him. It was a snowball effect from there. He started eating more cheesecake, and he couldn't fit to the leather coat anymore. They're like, well, only the leader gets to wear that, and obviously you can't wear it anymore, so this guy's going to get it instead, which then just caused him to start eating more cheesecake, and that's why his suit is yellow.
It's yellow for cheesecake?
Yeah.
But cheesecake's white.
It has kind of a yellow tint to it. Sometimes.
Here's the really big question. In a future where space exploration has advanced that much, why can an astronaut not get laser eye surgery?
True. maybe have to be over the age of 18. You know, he's like counting down the days, all right, so just 2 more years and I'll be able to finally get rid of these fucking glasses.
Please, in that future, you should be able to get laser eye surgery while you're in the elevator. Done.
You're like, well, my eyes are kind of blurry. Elevator, fix my eyes. Okay, so this is for news, I guess. So, new releases?
Oh, yeah, see, I'm looking at a picture right here. New releases, talk for me.
What?
So yeah, I've got a comic picked out for each week is at least.
Yeah, so I'm reading this one comic. I'm not sure what it is.
But anyways, so the one I thought would be really good for this week, was there's another Green Lantern New Guardians. Is it? Yes.
Yes.
Green Lantern's New Guardians issue 5.
Yes, it's getting weird and insane, and the Guardians have all been taken over by the entities.
I can catch up to that. And then we have over here in next week.
We all do our for one.
Oh, fine.
Okay, fine.
Go
if you
ahead,
want,
then.
If you want to do it that much.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, for this week, I got Transformers Robots in Disguise, Issue 1, because apparently we have a new Transformers Robots in Disguise comic book series. Yeah, Deadpool 49.1, because it's Deadpool the fucking, it's Deadpool the fucking musical. And this is the final issue before the Dead story arc kicks in. So that's, and I'm really looking forward to that. And Alice in Wonderland, Issue 1. So Zenoscope is going back to Wonderland with Alice. And it's going to be fucked up. So Jax, do you have any for this week?
Yep, I'm trying to pull it up right now. It is Uncharted number 3 of 6.
You actually going to read that, or?
I want to.
So you're just going to wait until, like, the entire series is done, then, like, over the course of, like, 12 months, you read all 6 issues?
It might take that long. I mean, it depends on how we fit it in with The Walking Dead. How soon do you want Walking Dead done?
Tomorrow.
Yes.
That's not happening.
Oh, come on, dude.
I wish.
Come on, dude. I probably read it in the equivalent of 3 days.
It's like, oh, come on, dude. You don't need to sleep.
I will call in sick to work the next couple of days and not sleep.
Sleep is just a myth. Besides, it makes the podcast more interesting. There's like, as you keep sleeping, you just like start getting more and more crazy for each, with each preceding podcast.
Hey, everybody! There's little trolls stealing my underwear.
Yeah, it's like, it seems like I gotta go. Someone's trying to pour porridge into my mailbox again. He's going to just beat the mailman to death with your shoe.
Actually, yeah. Don't go to sleep. The pod people will get you.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. So then. Well, that was releases for this week of, well, today of January 25th. So, on to next week of February 1st, I think. Yes, I think. Is it? Yes, it is, because...
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
February 1st, because 25 plus 7 is 32, but there's no 32, so...
I was looking for some reason they have... underneath where it says new releases for February 1st, it also says September 25th, 2008. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, okay, well, so Shax, what do you got for next week?
Oh, yeah, just throw it at me first. There's,
Okay, so, wow. I've got, Venom issue 13 from Marvel.
Ooh, Venom.
So yeah, I could catch up to that at some point. Maybe not by the next podcast, but at some point I'll be catching up to that. And from Zenoscope, Jurassic Strike Force 5, Issue 1.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be the sweetness. That Issue 0 they released a few weeks ago, that got me really psyched for this series. Like if nothing else, just because there is a Triceratops with a gravity hammer.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's also a pterodactyl who's essentially just a bomber pilot. Okay, so, Shaq, did you find anything yet? Okay, moving on to me.
48.
Okay, what was that?
I said Hawk number 48.
Hawk?
Hulk.
I did not think... Oh, Hulk.
Hulk.
I think I said Hawk.
Hawk.
Goddamn Americans.
Yeah. Goddamn Americans pronouncing your L's like W's.
With your Hawks and your Malk.
Did mate, tell me to read comic books all night long.
Read comics more.
No, you're supposed to tell me to read them all night long.
No, I'm not going to sing that fucking song.
Read comic books all night long.
All night long.
God damn it, you're just feeding the fireman.
I know I am, but it's an entertaining fire.
I'm slowly taking over for James.
Okay, well, me, I got 4 from next week. So I got Boys 63. That is when shit starts jumping off. We got a retarded guy as the President of the United States after the last guy got killed by a badger. We got the Homelander going on, like, starting his evil plan to take over the world. We got the female and Frenchie killing people and ripping off their faces and stuff, so that's awesome. We got Magic the Gathering, issue 1, because they make a comic out of that now. We got Alpha Girl in something that is kind of the opposite of Why the Last Man, where every woman on the planet turns into a zombie. So, except for her, so there's that. And finally, X-Factor issue 213, where Jimmy Madrox goes to a universe where Captain America is a robot. So
Captain America is a robot?
Yeah, like, at this point, like, Madrox is jumping between different universes every time he dies, so he goes to a different one. So he goes to another one where, like Captain America, he didn't get frozen in ice or something, and then Tony Stark finds him and then turns him into, like, a cyborg.
But, okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. And I guess that's that. So I guess it's going to do it for this week.
Real quick, I'm looking at one right now called Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi, number 0. It's a one-shot.
Hmm.
Looks kind of interesting.
Are you actually going to read it?
No. probably not.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's going to do it for this week. This was kind of bad.
No, I mean, it was awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was good. It's short, but it's good.
We should have had James on. James, if you're listening to this, I fought tooth and nail to have you on here, but they said fuck him.
No, you didn't. And, you didn't fight tooth and nail.
I believe I did. It's a little Hollywood.
If you had fought tooth and nail, then you would have contacted them to try to get him on.
I don't know.
And
don't
we didn't say fuck James. We just said...
No, they did, James. They said, quote-unquote, fuck James.
No, Bovey said...
It's okay.
It was like,
he
Bovey
won't
said,
listen to this because he's not on it.
Yes, Bovey said, quote-unquote, we always end up adding an extra hour on anything we do when James is on.
And that would have been perfect.
Yes, it would have been longer and better and stuff, but I'm paving it right, so fuck that.
I actually said an hour and a half, and he's not even on mine, so...
Yeah, so tune in tomorrow for Anime Podcast with myself, Bovey, and Punchatron. We're going to do battles and stuff.
Hopefully your battles go better this week.
Yes, we will be introducing Phoenix Wright. We will be introducing the Phoenix Wright lexicon into the battle, so...
Objection!
Yes, so expect a lot of objections and hold it and take that. So,
if you guys ever do a battle with Harvey Birdman, you let me know.
He's not anime.
Yeah.
You shut up. he's basically a spinoff of that guy.
No, Harvey Birdman's a spinoff of Birdman.
But yeah, but he's kind of like put in the scenario of that guy. I can't remember his name.
Phoenix Wright.
I said Alex Wright. What's wrong? I'm tired.
Yeah, I guess we'll see you next time. So, I'm Dead.
I am Bovey Wong.
I'm Shax, and our logo should be a door peeling back, revealing death.
We'll see you guys next time.